where the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Conley presents a billion-dollar budget.
While it's tempting to think that the sheer scale of this budget gives us greater latitude, it actually gives us greater responsibility.
At the official opening of Parliament, the Premier set the stage for the budget debate next week.
The 2024-2025 budget has been prepared with our people foremost in our mind. It offers an approach that is filled with hope and optimism for the people of the Cayman Islands and demonstrates the United People Movement commitment to responsible management of the public finances. It also is a reflection of our top priorities for the well-being of our people.
So what does that look like at this point? Well, the Premier projected an overall net surplus of $41.3 million in 2024 and $51.2 million for 2025. This includes new revenue measures, which include things like higher duty for hybrid and electric vehicles over $70,000, increases in immigration fees, customs and procedural fines, higher stamp duty in higher-end areas of the islands, and new or increased admin and regulatory fees charged by the General Registry, the Department for International Tax Compliance, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, and the Department of Commerce and Investment.
The decision to implement these new measures was not at all taken lightly, and every effort, Mr. Speaker, was made to ensure that they would be non-inflationary and did not have a direct impact on the little man already suffering from the high cost of living.
The budget also includes some borrowing and investment in capital projects. Parliament resumes on Monday at 10. In her first throne speech in Parliament, the governor stresses the importance of a modern bilateral compact that will build stronger bonds between the Cayman Islands and the United Kingdom. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, she also urged the Cayman Islands to work with the United Kingdom to assist those affected by ongoing wars in the Middle East and the Ukraine.
After the inspection of the Guard of Honor and the Royal Salute, Her Excellency Jane Owen entered the House of Parliament to deliver her first throne speech since assuming the role. Her address covered a number of topics, from health to the environment to countrywide security, adding that the success of all of these come down to a strong partnership between Cayman and the United Kingdom.
This partnership continues to grow and to demonstrate clear benefits in an increasingly uncertain world.
At the recent Joint Ministerial Council meeting in London, it culminated in a declaration signed by the UK and the OTs to reinforce each other's commitment to deliver a prosperous and secure future for all the people of the Commonwealth.
Over the coming months, the UK proposes to agree a new bilateral compact with each separate overseas territory that would like to do so, setting out the responsibilities and obligations we share and highlighting our priorities for the future.
Cayman's new premier is keen to get the ball rolling on the compact, along with resident feedback, signaling the decision for Cayman to remain part of the British global family. Along with that comes a dedication to uphold freedoms and values both countries have fought for over the years.
We have all seen the tragedy unfolding in the Middle East. Israel has suffered the worst terror attack in its history, and Palestinian civilians are experiencing a devastating humanitarian crisis. The UK is working intensively to get much-needed aid into Gaza to prevent regional escalation and to re-establish progress towards a two-state solution.
Governor Owen says the United Kingdom and its partners will continue to stand united against Russia's, quote, unprovoked attack of Ukraine's sovereignty, working with allies to introduce the most comprehensive sanctions package ever imposed on a major economy.
We have been able to freeze around $9 billion in Russian assets. We will continue to play our part to ensure that Cayman holds fast in support of peace, stability, and the rule of law.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Also from the House of Parliament today, word that former Premier, the Honorable Wayne Panton, had been injured in some type of accident. House Speaker Sir Alden McLaughlin said Mr. Panton had broken several ribs and would not be in attendance. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in East End. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the details.
Just before 10 p.m. on Thursday, police and emergency services were dispatched by the 911 Communications Center to investigate a report of shots fired at a residence off Seaview Road in East End. Firearm and uniform officers responded, and when they went into the residence, they found an unresponsive man inside with what appeared to be multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An area at the scene has been cordoned off as officers continue the investigation. Detectives are appealing for witnesses or anyone with information about the incident to urgently come forward. Anyone with information, you're encouraged to call the major incident room at 649-2930. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The Climate Change Committee briefs the National Conservation Council on its recent working paper. Speaking on behalf of a committee member currently attending COP28 in Dubai, the Department of Environment's Tim Austin tells the board the report covers climate-related activities in 2023.
Basically, a report of all of the activities in 2023. We start with the draft climate change policy. Most of the members will be well aware that climate change risk assessment was completed in 2022, which went a long way to informing previous draft of the climate change policy, and that has now gone out in extensive public consultation and I think has been revised following that consultation and is now with Cabinet awaiting a decision.
Some of those recommendations are also being bundled into the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy. The paper also outlines Cayman's participation in the Spectrum Conference 2023, where the film Save Our Wild Isles, Banking on a Wilder Tomorrow, explores the relationship between the environment and financial sector. The paper also updated progress being made toward the UK's ratification of the Paris Agreement to the Cayman Islands.
Looking at possibly extending this agreement to the Cayman Islands, and a final decision now rests with Cabinet.
The paper wraps up with detail on Cayman's participation in COP28 in the United Arab Emirates, which is underway now. The NCC member at the conference will be attending several committee meetings and sitting in on roundtable discussions. Cayman is one of 14 UK overseas territories taking part in the COP28 global climate talks. Over the next few days, Radio Cayman is touching base with the young people representing the islands at these important discussions. Tonight, here's Bella Rooney.
The biggest thing that I've realized since being here and since meeting other youth and listening to other youth speak is the power that we hold to ask for changes to be made within a short time frame. I didn't really understand that I had that power, and after being here at COP, I feel incredibly empowered by meeting other youth activists who are just a little bit older than me, making me feel like I can really actually make changes if I care enough and if I just go out there and I just spread the word and have as many people listen to me as humanly possible, that something will change and people will actually listen, because there's no time left to not listen and there's no reason not to listen. We have the ability to use our cuteness and our childishness to talk to our parents, to talk to our elders, to talk to our teachers, and to really convey the things that matter most to us. And so we need to use that.
Bella is the climate education officer at the National Trust and is using an EU RISMBID grant to create the island's first ever contextual climate-based curriculum pilot program for local schools. COP28 is an annual United Nations climate meeting where governments discuss how to limit and prepare for future climate change. The summit is being held in Dubai through December 12th. Slaughtermen, butchers, and livestock farmers, make sure you contact the Department of Environmental Health for this year's Christmas meat inspections. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has the details.
You must contact the DEH at least 72 hours in advance of the proposed slaughter time to make arrangements for post-mortem meat inspections. Post-mortem inspections are the responsibility of the DEH and are undertaken by meat food safety officers immediately after slaughter to determine if the meat is fit for human consumption. To arrange post-mortem inspections, call the DEH on 949-6696 between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. or email DEH customer service@gov.ky. Grand Cayman residents may also contact Environmental Health Officer Gideon Sims on 925-4582, while those in the Sister Islands may contact EHO Augustine Thomas on 936-5925 regarding arranging meat inspections. The examination of food animals prior to slaughter, which is anti-mortem inspection, is also required. This inspection is conducted by the Veterinary Section of the Department of Agriculture. Slaughtermen are advised to contact the DOA on 947-3090 to make arrangements to have the same done prior to requesting DEH for a post-mortem inspection. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
And if you're new to the islands, Christmas beef is a Cayman tradition. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.